or any ayat of Quran, the only ibadat for which the value is not announced is the teardrop which is shed in the musibat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And in our Islamic value system, the teardrop in the masaib of Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam is crying over Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam, al-buka'u ala al-Husayn. Crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is considered to be one of the great values itself, which we, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, feel proud over that. And we have authentic narration which says that man baka aw abka, whoever cries or make others cry, and some of the narrations have added aw tabaka, that means the one who makes his appearance, you know, in as such that as if he's crying, a crying like face. Wajabat lahul jannah, paradise becomes wajib for him. So the hadith itself is authentic, and there is no question about that. Obviously, like every ibadat of Islam, there are conditions and shara'it, and this ibadat is no different in this aspect. And crying over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is also conditional with the shart and condition of ma'rifat of the Imam. If anyone has the ma'rifat of Imam alayhi salam and he cries upon him or makes other people cry or makes a face like crying, definitely Jannat becomes wajib on him. There's no question about that. One ziyarat of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, and obviously it's not the subject of my speech to talk about the value of ziyarat, which is one of the great values. Likewise, and I have my niyat, inshallah, in one of the upcoming majalis, I will talk about the concept of ziyarat, inshallah. But ziyarat is likewise that one ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn is sufficient for a person to earn the paradise. Especially the ziyarat which is performed in the Thursday night, which is extremely emphasized in our ahadith. But again, that ziyarat earns the paradise which is performed arifan bihaqqihi, the hadith says. The person who has the ma'rifat, with the in-depth recognition, like in Farsi we say the shanakht, of the haqq of his imam. Haqq of the imam is the walayat of the imam. Isn't it right? Like my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuri Hafizahullah was saying that the imam alayhi salam or a'imma have, you know, they have a shakhsiyatun haqiqiyya. They have a true personality, the reality of their personality. That is unknown to us. No power on earth can understand the highness of a ma'soom. So their haqiqi and real status of their ruhaniyat, their personality, their shakhsiyat is unknown to sinners like us. We cannot fathom and measure the highness of a ma'soom. We don't have the tools and means to understand and measure the azamat and highness of any ma'soom. But their legal personality, shakhsiyat-e-hukuki, their legal personality, which means they are the imam and we are the ma'moom, and they are the wali and we are the muwalla alayh, they are the ruler and we are the ones who are ruled over. This legality of the personality, that means they are the maula and master and hakim and ruler and governor, and we are under their command. This is what is obliged. This is what is an obligation on the neck of every believer to understand and to obey. the walayat of the Imam of his time. And if a person has the ma'rifat of this walayat, the legal aspect of their personality, be they being the ruler and we being the muwalla alay, they being the hakim and we being the mahkum alay, they being the, you know, the imam and we being the ma'mum, the ones who are led by the imam under their leadership. This legal aspect of their personality is what is required. It is wajib upon us, on every mu'min, and it is in our reach to understand. If it was not in our reach to understand, we would never have been obliged to do that. Because we don't have taklifu ma la yutaq in Islam. Anything that is beyond your capacity is not your obligation either. So it's an obligation of a believer to have the ma'rifat and then go for the ziyarat. And that one ziyarat is enough to earn him the paradise. It's an obligation of a mu'min to keep and cherish and be feel proud over the value of al-buka'u alal Hussein, crying over Imam Hussein. One of the greatest values of Islam, if we do it with the ma'rifat of Imam alayhi salam. So in Uyunu Akhbar al-Riva, this narration has been narrated that Ibn Shabib, who is the companion of Imam al-Riva alayhi salam, he comes to Imam al-Riva alayhi salam on the 1st of Muharram. He's, you know, so he, Ibn Shabib says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى الرِّضَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي أَوَّلَ يَوْمٍ مِّنَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. On the first day of Muharram, I came to see him. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said to me, أَصَائِمٌ أَنْتَ? Are you fasting? And I said, no, I'm not. And Imam alayhi salam said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمُ هُوَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي دَعَى فِيهِ زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. It is mustahab. Obviously, we know fasting on the 1st of Muharram is emphasized. It's mustahab in Islam. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam says that this is the day when Zakaria called upon his Lord. He did his dua. As Zakaria didn't have kids, isn't it right? And he didn't have children. So on the 1st of Muharram, as Zakaria alayhi salam fasted, which is mustahab in Islam. And obviously, at the time of iftar, we find that the dua of a sa'im is mustajab in the eyes of Allah. It is accepted. Allah has times and places which He loves. And He can hear us all the time, isn't it right? But some of the times and some of the places are so beloved in the eyes of Allah. If you do the dua in one of those times or one of those places, your dua is mustajab. This is what we call madhanul istijaba. That means acceptance of dua is the most likely to happen. So, Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam, prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, Allah always listens. Alhamdulillahi alladhi yujibuni hina ad'uhu wa in kuntu bati'an hina yad'uni. All praise belongs to Allah who listens to me, responds to me. Although when He calls upon me, I am lazy. I don't listen to Him. Isn't it right? And وَإِن كُنْتُ بَخِيلًا حِينَ يَسْتَقْرِضُنِي. All praise belongs to Allah who, you know, He gives to me, although I become a miser, when He's asking loan from me. Allah is asking loan from the people, isn't it right? مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Quran says, who is going to loan Allah, give the loan to Allah, قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, isn't it right? The interest-free loan. Allah doesn't stand in need of nothing. This is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the blessing, the money, the wealth that He gave to us, and He Himself is His amanat in our hands. It's never our property to begin with. He's the one who provided. Now He's asking to give it back to Him. And He's rewarding on something that belongs to Himself. Can you imagine the mercy of Allah? this money was never ours. He's the one who gave that money to us. And now, when he's asking us to give it away in his path, he's ready to give the reward 700 times. And yudha'ifu, Allah increases the reward for those whom he wishes. But obviously, there are still so many people who are attached to the wealth, and they are not ready to give it away what Allah himself gave it to us. So we find Imam Ali alayhi salam was such that he used to dig up the wells and donate the well then and there. Donate the well then and there. You know, one of the incidents we find, then a prophet of God, when he meets Shaitan and asks him, Shaitan says that when you want to give away a sadaqah, be quick. Because if you delay in giving away the sadaqah, giving the money, I will come between you and the sadaqah. This is exactly what happens. As soon as we try to give away something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, various types of waswasas, deceptions come into our mind. Isn't it? That's what Shaitan has already announced his policy. Whenever you delay in giving the sadaqah, I will come between you and the sadaqah. So our imams used to make haste, be quick in giving the sadaqah. So what I was saying to you is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always listens. But it's us, some of the humans, who are not behaving well towards the Lord. So we find that Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam fasted on the first of Muharram. And at the time of iftar is one of those times which Allah loves. And Allah accepts the dua of a person at the time of iftar. Whatever dua you want to ask Allah, ask at the time of iftar. And when the time of iftar came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Jibreel. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. Surah Maryam, Zikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. So Jibreel brings this ayat, this segment, this word. Jibreel informs him about this. Hazrat Zakariya didn't know about the meaning of this word. And obviously, he is inquiring from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam about the meaning of that. Hazrat Jibreel, obviously, these blessings that you find taking place for our Anbiya, all of them were doing the wasila of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam without exception. Quran has already announced the policy, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullaha wabtahu ilayhil wasila. O you who believe, fear Allah, be God wary, and seek wasila towards Him. Seek the means towards Him. And the means is no one else other than the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Please say salawat. Every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was helped with the wasila of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam. And every wasi of the prophet was helped by the wasila of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam. He has already announced his policy. Kuntu ma'al anbiya'i sirran wa ma'a rasulillahi jahran. I was with the prophets of God hiddenly and with Rasulullah openly. Please say salawat. So he's the wasila for all the prophets of God. Isn't it right? He's the wasila for all the awsiya of Allah, Allah's messengers and prophets. So we find, nobody can say, well, I'm a pious person, I don't sin, so I don't need any wasila. You think the Anbiya who were seeking wasila of Ahlul Bayt, were they sinners? All the Anbiya are masumeen alayhim salam. Isn't it right? You don't need to be a sinner to seek the wasila. Even if you are a masoom, you still need the wasila of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So once we find in the history, Imam Ali alayhi salam has some hajat, and he comes to Rasulullah and asks the dua of the Holy Prophet. Prophet performs his wudu and performs two rakats of prayers, and he says to Allah, Allahumma bihaqqi aliyin, O my Lord, for the sake of the haqq of Ali, fulfill the hajat of Ali, in other words. Yani Prophet is seeking his dua towards Allah for the sake of Imam Ali alayhi salam, bihaqq Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. Prophet himself is seeking the wasila of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Can you imagine? When Prophet is doing his dua, he is seeking wasila of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Imam Ali is doing his dua, he is seeking the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, when you people want to do dua, you seek, make us the wasila. In other words, when we want to seek our dua, we make Fatima alayhi salam as our wasila. Fatima is the wasila for our a'imma alayhi salam. When they have some hajat, they make Hazrat Fatima to be wasila towards Allah. Didn't Imam Sadiq alayhi salam say that nahnu hujjatullahi alal khalq? We are the hujjats and evidences of Allah over the creatures. Wa Fatimatu hujjatuhu alayna. And Fatima is hujjat of Allah upon us. So all that we learn in the light of the hadith, all the 11 imams are under the command of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam. Imam Sahib al-Zaman al-Islam has said in his hadith, in his Tawqi'ul Mubarak, that fi ibnati Rasulillah li uswatun hasana. And I definitely like every single youth and my elders who are sitting in this majlis to memorize this great hadith of Sahib al-Zaman al-Islam. Fi ibnati Rasulillah. Please say salawat. في ابنة رسول الله لي أسوة حسنة. In the daughter of the Messenger of Allah lies a role model for me. Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam considers Hazrat Fatima to be a role model for him. Who are we? What is our status? When the Imam of our time considers her to be a role model for him, this is the azmat of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. So nobody can say, well, I don't do sins, so I don't need any wasila. Well, everyone needs wasila. Even Rasulullah is seeking dua through the wasila of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali is seeking dua through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find that Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, at the time of iftar, you know, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah sends down Jibreel with this information, and Jibreel says to him, Kaf ha ya ayn sad. Zakariya didn't know the meaning of that. He inquires from Jibreel, and Jibreel says that Kaf stands for Karbala, and Ha stands for the Shahadat and Halak of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And Ya stands for his Qatil Yazid, La'anatullahi alayh. And Ayn stands for the Atash and thirst of Imam al-Husayn. Jibreel is doing the tafsir of these hurufun muqatta'at. And Saad stands for the Sabr of Husayn alayhi salam. Please say salawat. So when Hazrat Zakariya hears this information, the narration says that Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam started to cry. When he heard the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he started to cry. And obviously, Ayatullah Sheikh Ja'far Shustari rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that the masaib of Imam Hussein alayhi salam don't have the af'alu tafzeel, the superlative degree. You cannot say that this musibat of Imam Hussein was lesser, and this one is of a medium level, and that musibat is of a higher level. No, we can't say that. All the masaib of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are of the highest level. But having said that, Ayatullah Sheikh Ja'far Shustari used to say that there's one musibat of Imam Hussein which is higher than the rest. And he used to say that musibat is the musibat of atash and thirst of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. How much thirsty he was, we have no idea. And the reason and the dalil that he furnishes for his claim is that when Jibreel recited the Masa'ib of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in front of every prophet of God, he recited the musibat of atash and thirst of Imam al-Mazlum alayhi salam. This is his dalil, that this is the biggest musibat of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we find that Zakaria cried when he heard the name of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and obviously that's where the narration says, after Hazrat Zakaria cries upon Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, after that Allah gives him the Basharat through the angel, the glad tidings, the good news about his son Yahya is given to him after he cries over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, he's going to be having a son called Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu, Quran says, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. We did not make anyone, similar in name to him. Yahya alayhi salam had 8 similarities, our scholars say. He had 8 similarities with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. 8 things were similar. And obviously both of them were born for 6 months of the pregnancy. The only two babies in the history that our Islamic history has registered, the only two babies who were born out of 6 months of pregnancy, Hazrat Yahya and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And some of the narrations say that Hazrat Zakaria prayed to Allah when he heard about the musibat of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. He prayed to Allah to provide him a son who becomes shaheed so he can also understand the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of pain Prophet is going to go through when his son will be slaughtered? He wanted to understand that pain. So he prayed to Allah to give him a son who also gets slaughtered and becomes shaheed so he can understand the pain of Rasulullah. So we find Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam was also the first ever name given to a baby in the history was his name, Yahya. No one was named Yahya ahead of him. Just like Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, no one in the history of humanity was named ahead of Imam Husayn alayhi salam in the name of Husayn. Yahya's head was also, he was also killed and his head was presented towards the Tahut. And likewise, Imam Husayn alayhi salam, he became shaheed as well and his head was also presented in front of the Tahut of his time. This king in the time of Hazrat Zakaria, Hazrat Yahya, this king, he didn't have children. And the king also wanted to marry somebody. His wife didn't bear any children from him. She had a daughter from some earlier husband. So now the king wanted to marry somebody else. And his wife didn't want the king to marry with anyone else so the children of the new wife can be the heirs to the throne of the king. So what she did is that she asked her own daughter to marry the king. Obviously, the daughter of the first wife is like the daughter of the king because after marriage, it's just like his daughter. And it's haram. It's haramul abad. It's eternal haram in Islam. You cannot marry your daughter in Islam. So what happens is that the wife asks his own daughter to marry the king. And not just that, but what happens is that the wife asks his daughter to go without clothes in front of the king, to entice him. And now that the king proceeds forward, the daughter says, obviously, the king, what he did is that when the proposal was given, he asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and Yahya said, it's haram. You cannot marry, that means you cannot marry your own daughter. So now when the daughter proceeds towards the king without clothes, and we find the daughter said, that my mehr is very expensive. If you want to marry me, then you have to kill Yahya. And this is why we find Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam was killed by the Taghut ruler. And we find the hadith of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that talking about his father, that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was traveling from Makkah towards the Iraq, he used to frequently recall Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. And he said, Inna min hawani dunya anna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyyin min baghaya bani Israel. This is the lowliness of the dunya, that the head of Yahya was presented to a prostitute among the prostitutes of Bani Israel. Imam Hussein said that statement. And he frequently recalled Yahya alayhi salam throughout his travel towards Iraq. There are so many similarities between Yahya alayhi salam and Hussein alayhi salam. So we find that this is how the dunya works. So now Ibn Shabib, who is coming in front of Imam Rida alayhi salam on the 1st of Muharram, Imam Rida says to him, Man sama hadha al-yawm thumma da'a ila Allah istajaba Allahu lahu kama istajaba li Zakariya alayhi salam. Whoever fasts on the 1st of Muharram, whoever fasts on this day, and he prays to Allah, Allah accepts his dua just like he accepted the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. And then Imam Rida alayhi salam said to Ibn Shabib, Ya Ibn Shabib, Innal Muharram huwa ash-shahru alladhi kana ahlul jahiliyyati fi ma madha yuharrimuna fihi adh-dhulma wal qital. Month of Muharram was the month that people of jahiliyyat used to consider they used to consider dhulm and qital, oppression and warfare, to be haram. That means even the people of jahiliyyat who were kafir and mushrik never used to, you know, fight against anyone in the month of Muharram, لِحُرْمَتِهِ, because of the respect of the month. Look at these people who did not take care of the respect of, neither the respect of Rasulullah, nor the respect of the month of Muharram. It has a hurmat, it has a respect. You know, we call it أَشَّهْ مُحَرَّمُ الْحَرَامُ in Arabic. Muharram al-Haram means حَرَامٌ فِيهِ الْقِتَالِ, the month in which fighting and warfare is haram in Islam. Ashhurul Hurum are four months in Islamic calendar where the fighting is haram. So we find that people of Jahiliyyat who had no etiquettes, like Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, in her khutbah in the darbar of the Taghut, she mentioned that tashrabuna taraq wa taqtatun al qid. You people were the ones who were drinking taraq wa taqtatun al qid and eating qid. Taraq in Arabic means the stagnant water. Nobody drinks the stagnant water, isn't it right? So these people in the time of Jahiliyyat were so, you know, uncivilized that they used to drink the stagnant water that Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is mentioning in her khutbah in the darbar. And wa taqtatun al-qid, you people used to eat the raw meat. That means without cooking, just the raw meat. Islam took them out of that state of jahiliyyat. Isn't it right? These people who used to eat the desert lizards. Desert lizards. So the same people, but they still used to consider the qital in Muharram to be haram. But the ummah of Rasulullah did not respect neither the dignity of Rasulullah nor the dignity of the month of Muharram. This is the lowliness. Our ummah has performed crimes which are way more than the crime of the previous nations. And Prophet has prophesied in his hadith that لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Certainly you people are going to obey the sunnats of those who were before you. Shibran bi shibrin. That means every kind of complete resemblance, in other words. Even Prophet says, لَوْ دَخَلَ أَحَدُهُمْ فِي جُحْرِ ضَبِّنْ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ. If one of them has entered into the hole of a desert lizard, you guys will also end up entering into the hole. That much resemblance is there between the Ummah of Rasulullah and the Bani Israel. This much resemblance. So, perfect resemblance with Bani Israel. Just like they misbehave towards Allah, the Ummah of the Prophet is also going to misbehave in the same way towards Allah. Please say salawat. So Imam Rida alayhi salam says to Ibn Shabib, Ya Ibn Shabib, in kunta baqiyan li shay'in, فبكي لحسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب عليهم السلام. If you want to cry for something, then cry for Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Imam Ridha is asking Ibn Shabib to cry on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. فَإِنَّهُ زُبِحَ كَمَا يُذْبَحُ الْكَبْشِ. Because he was slaughtered just like a sheep is slaughtered. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was slaughtered like a sheep. وَقُتِلَ مَعَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ ثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا لَمْ يَكُنْ. And there were 18 people from his Ahlul Bayt. وَقُتِلَ مَعَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. 18 people from his Ahlul Bayt were killed alongside with him. مَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ شَبِيهُونَ. And they did not have any parallel on the face of earth. That means there was the highest 18 personalities having no counterpart, no parallel. No one can reach the highness of those 18. So obviously there's a reason to cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this cry that we perform for Sayyid al-Shuhada, no one has a right to consider the buka as our weakness. It's not the weakness of the followers of Ahlul Bayt who are crying. This is a sign of the power, and this is a sign that we are ready to be steadfast on the seerat and on the sunnat of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this makes us re-energized to walk on the path of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam against the enemies of today. This is what I remember Imam al-Khumaini ridwanullah alayhi in his statement. He used to say that this giriya is siyasi. It's a political cry. We are empowering ourselves not to sit back, but we are empowering ourselves to energize so we can stand and do istiqamat in the way of the zalimeen, just like Imam Hussein did istiqamat in the time of his zalimeen. It's not an ordinary ibadah. Why do you find there's so much sawab for crying? It's not a sign of weakness. Don't misunderstand the concept of crying of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's one of the greatest ibadat in Islam. So we find Imam Ridha says, وَلَقَدْ بَكَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرَضُونَ بِقَتْلِهِ. Certainly the heavens, the seven heavens and the earths cried over his killing. That means all the things in the universe, you know, when you find Samawat and Aradun are mentioned, it means all the people, everything cried. Everything cried over Imam Hussein alayhi salam. See, Buka al-Hussein is such a unique worship of Islam. If you are fasting, well, fishes are not fasting, isn't it right? The birds are not fasting, isn't it right? Not every ibadat is mushtarak and common between all the creatures around. But there are some ibadat which are mushtarak and common among all the creatures, not just the humans, all the creatures in the universe. And one of those ibadat is al-buka'u al-Hussein, crying over Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Because every single thing, every single existence of the universe cried over Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Yes, this is true that buka'u kulli shay'in bihasabihi. Crying of everything is in accordance with the nature of that thing. The crying of the winds was that the blackish and reddish winds were blowing. This is the buka of the winds. Crying of the sun was the sky became reddish for long. This is the cry of the sun. Crying of the stones was that, you know, every stone which was picked up, there was a blood under it. This is the cry of the stones. Everything cried over Imam Hussein alayhi salam, without exception. So when we humans are protecting this value and transferring this value to our youth, our generations, we are becoming common when we do this. We are in common with all the existences in the universe. Please say salawat. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, وَلَقَدْ نَزِلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَرْبَعَةُ آلَافٍ. Certainly 4,000 angels descended down. You remember the story of 4,000 angels? At the time of the incident of Ashura, 4,000 angels seek permission from Allah to go down to help Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And the narration says, by the time they reached Karbala, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam already became shaheed. So the narration says, that فَيَكُونُونَ فَوَجَدُوهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ. By the time they arrived, in other words, Imam Hussein was already killed. So the riwayat says, فَهُمْ عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَقُومَ الْقَائِمْ فَيَكُونُونَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِهِ. Those 4,000 angels are staying at the qabr, at the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, until Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salam uprises, and they are all part of the supporters of Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salam. Up till the zuhur of the Imam, these 4,000 angels are there, and they are constantly doing buka al-Hussein, constantly crying of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Our Urafa, our great personalities who visit the Haram of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, they hear the voice of those 4,000 angels because they don't have hijabat. Isn't it right? So we don't hear these voices. Isn't it right? Our Urafa, when they participate in the majalis, they hear the voice of the walls and the ceiling and the pillars crying. If the reciter, the alim who is reciting the majlis, is reciting with ikhlas and taharat, you know, everything responds back. And the urufa, if one arif person is present in the gathering, he can hear everything around to be crying. And not just that, there are angels who are visiting into the majlis al-aza. Don't underestimate the value of the majlis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In the majlis of aza, it is confirmed, according to the authentic hadith, that the angels of Allah spread the wings under the feet of those who are participating in the Madlisul Aza. So people are sitting over the wings of the angels, according to confirmed narration. And these angels of Allah return back to the heaven. And the angels of the heaven ask them, we are smelling a nice smell from you. Where were you been? And these angels reply, we went to the earth and we participated in the Madlis al-Aza of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we spread our wings under the feet of the participants. And this beautiful smell, this smell is coming because of that. So that smell, even the angels of heaven don't have that smell, despite the fact they are made of noor, but they are mahroom from that smell. Now these angels in the heaven, they say, okay, let us go also to the earth so we can also spread our wings under the feet of the participants in the Majlis al-Aza so we can also end up having the same smell. But these angels say, no need to go there because the Majlis has ended. But the riwayat says, the narration tells us, those angels still go down to the earth. And what they do is that, obviously the majlis has ended, but they rub their wings on the place where the participants were sitting, and they end up having the same smell like those angels had. Please say salawat. This is the value of participating in the Majlis al-Aza, and there are angels standing. We are talking about buka tonight, isn't that right? The value of crying over Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So angels of Allah are standing. Again, our urufa see those angels literally standing and collecting the teardrops from the participants of the Majlis al-Aza. What do they do with the teardrops? They collect the teardrops in the qarura, and then they take it and add into the fountain in paradise, which is called Hayawan. Jannat has several fountains. That's another very interesting discussion of Islam, you know, to talk about how many fountains are there in the paradise, and why, and who is eligible to drink from which fountain. Why not everybody is eligible to drink from every fountain? A very beautiful discussion, but that's not the subject of my speech. So one of the fountains of paradise is what is called Hayawan, not Hayawan, Hayawan with the fatha, zabar on the ya, which means pure life, Hayawan. This is the fountain that belongs to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And the tears are collected from the Majalis al-Aza by the angels and added constantly into the fountain of Hayawan. And our scholars say the tear is saltish in the taste. But the more tears are added into the fountain of Hayawan, the more the fountain becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And only those people are eligible to drink from that fountain on the day of judgment in the paradise. Only those are eligible who had been crying over Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Please say salawat.
This is the greatness of the value of al-buka'u al-Husayn, crying over Imam Husayn alayhi salam. We want to transfer that value to our youth. So we find that these 4,000 angels are there. They're constantly crying till Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam appears. And their cry is also, is heard by our Urufa. And wa shi'aruhum, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said to Ibn Shabib, wa shi'aruhum ya la sarat al Husayn. And their slogan is that we want to take the revenge of Husayn. In other words, ya la sarat al Husayn. And Ibn Shabib, in bakayta ala al Husayn, O the son of Shabib, if you cry over Husayn, حَتَّى تَسِيلَ دُمُوعُكَ عَلَىٰ خَدَّيْكَ, until your tears flow over your cheeks. Imam Ridha is telling Ibn Shabib, if you cry over Husayn and your tears flow over your cheeks, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ كُلَّ ذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتَ كَثِيرًا كَانَ أَوْ صَغِيرًا قَلِيلًا كَانَ أَوْ كَثِيرًا.
Allah forgives all the sins that you have performed, whether they are big or small, more or less. Again, I already said, if a person cries with the ma'rifat of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, that's the cry which is demanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And Ibn Shabib, in sarraka an talqa Allah azza wa jal wala dhanba alayk,
if it pleases you that you meet Allah in a situation, you meet Allah that there is no sin remaining on you, فَزُّرِ الْحُسَيْنِ, then go for the ziyarat of Husayn alayhi salam. So ziyarat of Imam Husayn alayhi salam cleans our spirituality as if we are just born recently from the womb of the mother. There's no sin remaining on the person. This is the value of ziyarat of Imam Husayn alayhi salam.
And then Imam Ridha said, يَبْدَ الشَّبِيبِ إِن سَرَّكَ أَن تَسْكُنَ الْغُرَفَ الْمَبْنِيَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ فَلْعَنْ قَتَلَتَ الْحُسَيْنِ.
If you want, if it pleases you to reside in the rooms which are constructed along with the Holy Prophet, the rooms along with the Holy Prophet which are constructed in the paradise, in other words, if you want to reside in those rooms, then Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, send la'nat on the killers of Imam Husayn alayhi salam.
So, يبن الشبيب إن سرك أن يكون لك من الصواب مثلما لمن استشهد مع الحسين.
If you want to have that, the sawab which was for the ones who became shaheed along with Imam Hussein, the ashab of Imam Hussein, in other words, ashab and Ahlul Bayt. If you want to get the sawab of the ashab of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in other words, then when you remember them, say, Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum fa'afuza fawzan azeema. I wish I was with you so I can succeed the great success. This is the great success that Imam Husayn alayhi salam, is presented and he acquired on the day of Ashura.
Didn't the Prophet say, Inna laka la darajat lan tanalaha illa bi shahada?
You have certain levels that you will never reach without shahadat. And all these personalities who are with Imam Husayn alayhi salam also achieved the darajat. And then Imam Ridha alayhi salam says that in sarraka an takuna ma'ana fi darajat al-ula min al-jinan fahzan li huznina wafrah li farahina.
If it pleases you to get to reach the darajat and levels in the paradises alongside with us, that means the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam,
then be sorrowful over our sorrow, and be happy over our happiness. That means a mu'min is supposed to be mahzoon when Ahlul Bayt are mahzoon, and a mu'min is supposed to be happy when Ahlul Bayt are happy. So, fahzan li huznina, be sorrowful over our sorrow, wafrah li farahina, and be happy over our happiness, wa alayka bi walayatina, and stick to our walayat.
This is the recipe that Imam Ridha alayhi salam has provided. So anyone who cries on Imam Hussain alayhi salam has this reward. And what about those people who cry on Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam? Well, we find when Hazrat Zainab is born, right on the day of the birth, after the birth, when Holy Prophet comes into the house of Hazrat Zahra, and Hazrat Zainab is delivered into the hand, into the lap of Rasulullah. Rasulullah, what he did, he put his cheek over the cheek of Hazrat Zainab, and he started to cry so much that his entire his beard becomes wet. This is about from the beginning of Hazrat Zainab's birth. Prophet puts his cheek over the cheek of Hazrat Zainab and cries so much. And when Hazrat Fatima asked him, what is the reward of the person who cries? That means the reward of the person who cries on Hazrat Zainab. Prophet says the same reward for as you know what is there for someone who cries over Hussein. So the reward of crying over Zainab alayhi salam is exactly the same reward which is there for crying on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the hadith what I recited in the beginning from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, where my Mawla is saying, addressing Sayyida Zainab, that anti bihamdillahi alimatun ghayru muallama. You, by the praise of Allah, are a scholar not taught. That means not taught by any human being on this earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly provided his ilme ladunni, his divine knowledge, into the qalb of Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam. She was directly taught by Allah. She does not stand in need of learning anything from any human being. This is the ilme ladunni of Hazrat Zainab. Anti bihamdillahi alimatun ghayru muallamatin wa fahimatun ghayru mufahhama. Mawla Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying, and you are the person who you are a person having the understanding which no one has provided you that understanding. That means Allah has provided you the understanding. What is the understanding? Zainab. Zainab literally in Arabic means Zainun lil ab. Somebody who is a matter of adornment and beauty and zenith for the father. She is a zenith for the father. Right from the time in the beginning when Hazrat Zainab is a baby and Imam Ali alayhi salam is having her, we find Imam Ali said to his daughter, say Ahad, say one. And Hazrat Zainab said, run. And then Imam Ali said to him, say Isnain, say two. And she replies back to her dad that the tongue which moved to say one, how can the same tongue move to say two? In other words, this is the message of Tawheed that her Zainab as a baby is giving to her dad. This is the ilm al-ladunni of Hazrat Zainab. This is the greatness of this personality. And so many people showed up for proposing, asking for the hand of Hazrat Zainab, and Imam Ali rejected all of them. Until Abdullah ibn Ja'far, salamullahi alayh, he proposes and Imam Ali accepts. And he puts the condition in the aqd and the marriage of Hazrat Zainab. Whatever condition you want to put inside the marriage, Arabic formula, sighatul aqd, it becomes a binding condition. Any mubah condition, permissible condition can be put. So we find Mawla Amir al-Mumineen mentions the conditions to Abdullah ibn Ja'far that when Hussein goes, Zainab has the right to go with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Because of that condition, Hazrat Zainab had already the right, she can go along with Imam Hussein to Karbala without asking Abdullah ibn Ja'far. And Hazrat Zainab also raised her voice from behind the curtain and she said, I also have a condition. And my condition is that, which I'm paraphrasing these narrations in my words, she said, I need to see Hussein, my brother, once daily. How much love Hazrat Zainab has towards Imam Hussein. She wants to see Imam Hussein once daily. Look at the love of Imam. She never used to leave her brother alone. When Abdullah ibn Abbas comes and asks Imam Hussein that if you have decided to go towards Karbala, towards Iraq, فَمَا مَعْنَا حَمْلُكَ هَذِهِ النِّسْوَى. Why are you carrying these women with you? And Hazrat Zainab, when she hears that statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, she says that you want the sister to get separated from her brother in her lifetime? How can Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam get separated from Imam Hussein? She never used to leave Imam Hussein alone. This is the greatness of this lady. how she helps Imam Hussein at every moment possible. And this worked till the last moments of the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Isn't it right? So we find she's also Hamilatul Asrar, the one who is the Mahramul Asrar for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She's the so close to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When at the final time, Maula bhi vidai aakhir ke liye, jab tashreef laye, to apni behen se kaha, itini bisawbin atiq.
Itini bisawbin atiq. Atiq arbi zaman mein kaha jata hai, kullu qadeemin wa nafis. ہر قدیم و نفیس چیز کو خانہ کعبہ کو ہم کہتے ہیں بیت عتیق ہر قدیم و نفیس کو کہا جاتا ہے عتیق مولا کا اشارہ کیا تھا اس کرتے کی طرف تھا جو مادر گرامی نے دیا تھا جناب زینب کو
وہ ہے صوب عتیق قدیم نفیس ایتینی بے صوب عتیق مجھے وہ قدیم و نفیس وہ عتیق لباس لا کے دیجئے جنہوں اجعلہو لا يرغب فیہ القوم لا یہ لوگ یعنی یہ اشقیاء اس کو چھیننے کی اس کو لینے کی سلسلے میں کوئی رغبت نہ رکھتے ہوں اجعلہو تحت ثیابی اسے میں اپنے کپڑوں کے نیچے پہن لوں گا لئلہ اجرد بعد قتلی تاکہ میں انتقال کے بعد شہادت کے بعد میرا بدن برہنہ نہ ہونے پائے تو شہدازی زینب کے پاس آئے تھے اس وقت بھی مولا اس وقت بھی شہزادی زینب کے پاس آئے تھے اور آ کے یہ کرتا مانگا اور جب شہزادی زینب کے پاس آئے نا تو انہوں نے مادر گرامی کی وصیت پہ عمل کرنا شروع کیا کیا وصیت تھی جناب زہرا کی وصیت تھی کہ حسین کی گردن کا بوسہ لینا شہزادی نے مادر گرامی کی وصیت پہ عمل کرنا شروع کیا مولا کی گردن مبارک کا بوسہ لینا شروع کیا ارے امام نے بھی وصیت پہ عمل کرنا شروع کیا شہزادی کے ہاتھوں کا بوسہ لینا شروع کیا یہی تو وہ ہاتھ ہیں نا جن پہ رسن باندھے جائیں گے یہی تو وہ ہاتھ نا شہزادی نے کیسا کیسا ساتھ دیا میرے مولا کا جب جناب قاسم اجازت لینے آ رہے ہیں اپنے چچا کے ساتھ بغل گیر ہیں چچا بھتیجے دونوں اتنا روئے بھیا کی نشانی ہے نا کیسے اجازت دے میرے مولا جس پہ گزرتی ہے شہید تو سب کو ہونا ہے مگر جس پہ گزرتی ہے آزادارو اسے پتا چلتا ہے مولا کے دل پہ نہ جانے کیا گزری جب قاسم اجازت لینے آئے بھیا کی نشانی مولا اجازت نہیں دے رہے بغل گیر ہے بھتیجے کے ساتھ روایت میں ہے کہ اتنا روئے کہ غش کھا کے زمین پہ گر پڑے وہاں بھی شہزادی زینب پہنچتی ہے بھیا کی مدد کے لیے مگر پانی تو نہیں ہے اسدارو جب کوئی بے ہوش ہو جاتا ہے تو کیسے ہوش میں لایا جاتا ہے پانی چھڑکتے ہیں مگر ہائے وہ زینب کیا کرے پانی تو موجود نہیں شہزادی نے آنسوؤں کو چھڑکنا شروع کیا میرے مولا ہوش میں آئے کس کس طریقے سے شہزادی نے مدد کی یہاں تک کہ روایت ہے وہ واحد ہستی ہے شہزادہ علی اکبر جن کے جنازے پہ جن کے جسم اقدس تک شہزادی نے مولا امام حسین سے پہلے اپنے کو پہنچایا شاید ایک سبب اس کا یہ ہو کہ شہزادی جانتی تھی مولا کو کتنی محبت ہے علی اکبر کے ساتھ کتنی محبت ہے امام حسین سے پہلے پہنچایا اپنے کو واحد ہستی ہے وہاں بھی مدد کی میرے مولا کی اور یہاں تک کہ وہ وقت آخر بھی آیا جب میرے مولا اس گودال میں ہے وہ شمر و جال سن علی صدری شمر مولا کے سینے پہ سوار ریش مبارک کو تھامے ہوئے پسے گردن سے ذبح کر رہا ہے شہزادی وہاں بھی بھیا کو اکیلا نہیں چھوڑا تلہ زینبیہ پہ کھڑی ہے ظالم کے خلاف احتجاج کر رہی ہے خاموش نہیں رہی طاغوت کے سامنے فرمایا عمر ابن سعد سے یقتل ابو عبداللہ وانت تنظر رے ارے ابو عبداللہ یعنی میرے ماں جایا ذبح کیا جا رہا ہے اور تو کھڑا دیکھ رہا ہے کیا جرأت و شہامت ہے شہزادی کی یہاں تک کہ میرے مولا کی جب شہادت ہوتی ہے تو اب شہزادی زینب امام حسین کا کام کر رہی ہے اب تمام اہل حرم کے بچوں کو کون دیکھ بھال کر رہا ہے شہزادی زینب دیکھ بھال کر رہی ہے مگر سکینہ نظر نہیں آتی سکینہ سے کتنی محبت نا امام حسین کو, شہزادی جانتی ہے کتنی لاڈلی بچی ہے, سینے پہ سونے والی سکینہ نظر نہیں آتی. اب شہزادی جاتی ہے مقتل کی طرف, مقتل کی طرف آگے بڑھی. اب جو دیکھا تو سکینہ ایک سر کٹے لاشے پہ سینے پہ سو رہتی ہے. بڑھ کے سکینہ کو گود میں لیا, بڑھ کے سکینہ کو لیا. ارے بیٹا تم نے کیسے پہچانا, یہ تمہارے بابا کا لاشا ہے. سکینہ نے جواب دیا, میں تو بابا کہتی جا رہی تھی. ارے اس لاشے سے آواز آئی, الیہ الیہ یا بنیا, میرے پاس آ جا, میرے پاس آ جا میری بیٹی. شہزادی زینب نے سارے بچوں کو اکٹھا کیا. کس نے اکٹھا کیا؟ شہزادی نے کیا. یہاں تک کہ روایت میں ہے کہ اس رات بھی, یعنی عاشور کا دن گزرنے کے بعد جب رات آتی ہے, اس رات بھی شہزادی کی نماز شب قضا نہیں ہوئی. اللہ کے ملائکہ نے شہزادی زینب کی خلقت کے اوپر تعجب کیا, کیسی عظیم شیر دل خاتون ہے جس کی نماز شب بھی اتنی تمام قربانیوں کے بعد قضا نہیں ہوئی. یہاں تک کہ روایت میں ہے کہ شہزادی زینب جب عصر عاشور کے وقت خیموں کو آگ لگائی گئی, جناب فاطمہ بنت الحسین کہتی ہیں کہ میرے پیچھے ایک شقی دوڑا چلا جا رہا تھا نیزہ لیے ہوئے, اور وہ اپنے حجاب کی حفاظت میں جا رہی تھی. یہاں تک کہ شقی نے جناب فاطمہ بنت الحسین مولا کی صاحبزادی ان کی کمر پہ نیزہ چبھویا حجاب کو چھیننے کے لیے, جناب فاطمہ بنت الحسین بے ہوش ہو گئی. اس کے بعد کہتی ہے جب میں ہوش میں آئی تو میں نے دیکھا کہ میرا سر شہزادی زینب کی گود میں, جناب زینب کی گود میں ہے. اب پہلا سوال جو فاطمہ بنت الحسین نے کیا کہ میرا حجاب کہاں ہے؟ قربان جائے اہل حرم کی خواتین پہ. شہزادی زینب نے کیا جواب دیا تھا؟ امتو کی مثل کی, تمہاری چچی بھی تمہاری طرح ہے. یعنی زینب کے سر پہ بھی چادر نہیں ہے. کہاں کہاں شہزادی نے ساتھ دیا. یہاں تک کہ روایت میں ابن زیاد کے لعنت اللہ علیہ کے دربار میں جب امام سجاد کو قتل کرنے کا ارادہ کیا, وہاں بھی شہزادی نے ساتھ دیا. جا کے لپٹ گئی بتیجے کے ساتھ لبٹ گئی. معلوم ہوا امام کا دفاع بھی شہزادی نے کیا. یہاں تک کہ روایت میں ہے کہ جس حادثہ نیزے پہ میرے مولا کا سر تھا وہ زمین میں گڑ جاتا ہے, اور شمر لعین تازیانہ لے کے آگے بڑھا کہ میں امام سجاد کو اس وقت تک اذیت کرتا رہوں گا جب تک تمہارے بابا کا سر آگے نہیں بڑھ جاتا. ایک مرتبہ مولا نے اپنے بابا کے سر سے سوال کیا, جواب کیا ملتا ہے کہ سکینہ کہیں گر گئی ہے. سینے پہ سونے والی جو سکینہ ہے نا, وہ کہیں مرکب سے نیچے گر چکی ہے. اب میرے مولا کس سے کہے, وہاں بھی شہزادی مدد کرتی ہے. شہزادی زینب ناکے سے نیچے اتری. عزاداروں مجھے نہیں معلوم میری شہزادی کیسے اتری, کیونکہ آپ کے ہاتھ تو بندھے ہوئے تھے نا. اب نہ جانے میری شہزادی منہ کے بل گری یا کیسے اتری. اب جو اترتی ہے اب بیابان کی طرف جاتی ہے سکینہ کو تلاش کرتی ہوئی. وہاں دیکھا ایک نقاب پوش بی بی ہے جو اپنی گود میں سکینہ کو دے کے بیٹھی ہوئی ہے, اور سکینہ کے ساتھ انتہائی محبت اور شفقت سے پیش آ رہی ہے. یقیناً شہزادی زینب نے اتنی محبت کرنے والا کوئی نہ دیکھا ہوگا. اب جو سوال کیا ان نقاب پوش خاتون سے کہ آپ کون ہیں, ایک مرتبہ جناب زہرا نے چہرے سے نقاب اتائی. ارے زینب تمہیں کیوں گئے حسین کے یتیموں کے ساتھ؟ محبت
على لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بارها پرچم اسلام کو سر بلند فرمان.
پرچمِ کفر و شرک و نفاق کو سر نگون فرما, انقلابِ اسلامی کی حفاظت فرما, تمام علمائے ربانیین, تمام مراجع کرام, بالخصوص رہبر انقلاب کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پہ برقرار رکھ, تمام مجاہدین اسلام کی توفیق میں اضافہ فرما, تمام مومنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما, بالخصوص تمام مومنین جو کہ اربعین کی زیارت پہ مولا سید الشہداء کے حضور میں گئے ہیں, ان تم سب کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما, تمام مومنین کی مشروع حاجات کو پورا فرما, ان کو وظائف شرعیہ پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما, بانی مجلس کی اس عبادت کو قبول فرما, ان کے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, ان کی مشروع حاجات کو پورا فرما, ہمیں اس وقت تک اس دنیا سے نہ اٹھا جب تک امام زمانہ ہم سے راضی نہ ہو جائیں, ان کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما, ہم سب کو ان کے انصار و اشیاء میں قرار دے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم بجاه محمد و آله الطاهرين يا حسن.